Egyptians lined up to take part in the first electoral test of the nation's military-backed interim government, a referendum on a new constitution. Supporters hope it will mark the beginning of the roadmap for Egypt after the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi last year.
I think it's going to be a positive step and bring good to Egypt, God willing, and we'll be a new world and make up for all of the past.
Officials, including de facto leader General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, have been pushing hard for a yes vote. Signs in favor of a new charter are everywhere, while the military has brought out youth to literally sing the charter's praises. A committee of mostly non-Islamist Egyptians wrote the new version. The third in as many years, it grants a wide range of freedoms. But constitutional lawyer Ahmed Kamal Abu al-Magd says Egypt lacks the political will and institutions to back it up.
I really appreciate the job done by the Committee of 50. But all this can be changed overnight. And nobody would raise a finger to say this is not serious, this is not true.
Many see this as a referendum not just on a new set of laws, but on the future leadership of Egypt. Specifically, whether General Sisi will become the latest in the country's long tradition of military men as president.
We see him as a leader, and if this referendum is about Sisi, then welcome.
The defense minister is expected to announce a run for president if the charter is approved, which, in addition to a brutal crackdown on Mr. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood and others, is one of several issues that splits an already deeply divided nation. The Brotherhood, now branded a terrorist group, has called for a boycott of the vote, seeing it as an attempt to legitimize what it calls the coup against Mr. Morsi. And it's not just most Islamists against the charter. Some longtime secular activists have urged a boycott, while others have been arrested simply for advocating a no vote. Security analyst Sameh Saif al-Yazil.
They're against the constitution, the new constitution. But again, they are very much a minority. So I don't think this will really affect the majority of saying yes to the new constitution.
But in Egypt, many of the most important changes have happened because of actions by minorities on the street, not majorities at the ballot box. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.